Starting Bezos Hashem, Vav Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin, and we're going to begin the bottom line of Mem Vav Amud Beis. So we're in the thick of Perek Hazav. We're discussing the Kinyanim, discuss the Kinyanim of Kesef. We're discussing the Kinyanim of Chalipin, most recently, right, as we discussed yesterday, Matbeah Nasa Chalipin, according to, that's the way the Gemara seemed to come out. And we're going to begin the last line, like we said, of Mem Vav Amud Beis, Amaraba Amarav Huna, Machar Li Ba'elu. So here you have a transaction that's working with money. So one person takes a bunch of money and he goes to someone who has a chafetz that he wants and he says, I'd like to buy it with these. Now, there's no specific amount. He doesn't say, normally, right, I see an item I want. I would say, okay, how much is it? Okay, and here's your money. Here he basically said, I want it, right? A very rudimentary kinyan, transaction. I want it. Here, take my money. And there is no specific value to this money. So now what we've done is something very interesting, right? So the Gemara says, Kana, it works. V'yesh loy alav ayna. Okay? There is ayna, meaning Kana afagav deloy mashach. So what we're saying is, even though there is no mashicha, meaning there's no mashicha of the chayfetz, the guy just took the money, so we're thinking it works like chalipin, right? What's the difference between when we talk about a kinyan with money and chalipin, the way we've been understanding, is when you're dealing with money, so I'm buying something, if normally I'm using, quote, money, right, so then if you take my money, you, the meicher, takes my money, that's not going to affect the transaction, at least according to Shitas Rabbanon. We'll get into this on Amud Beis today. Everything is going to stay pretty much within the same idea over here, right? I mean, this is all we're building on our knowledge base in regards to kinyan chalipin. Okay, so again, money is not kaina, right? We'll see if it's Divrei Torah or the Rabbanon or Mesakin Meshicha. We'll get into that today as well. Okay, so like this. So when the buyer hands over the money, so then the transaction isn't complete. It's only when there's a meshicha, when the buyer makes a meshicha, a kinyan meshicha on the item, that we'd say now he's mechayev the money. That's what essentially completes the transaction. That's different than chalipin. When we talk about standard chalipin, we're going to get into the dinim of chalipin as well, exactly what type of chalipin. But standard chalipin, what we're thinking is a shava b'shava, which means I'm trading. Call it a trade. So if I'm trading money, in other words, because over here, Kana afagab deloy mashach, the kivin deloy kapid kana, the chi chalipin damai. So we're saying this works like chalipin, right? Because I'm not kapid, it's not like me. In other words, if we had to delineate what's the difference between chalipin, a trade, and a sale, we're going to be right up front about the price, and then I hand over the money. A trade is I'm trading this for that. So over here, he handed him a bunch of money, he's trading the money. Now, the Gemara is going to get into later, hold on one second, I thought, ein mapeh nasa chalipin, we're going to have to get back into that. But what we're saying is it works like chalipin. So again, I see your item, I hand you over a fistful of coins, and I say, here, take it for that, I want that item. So that works like chalipin, and therefore, kivin shemashach kana, as soon as the seller takes the money, it's working be teres chalipin, okay, and it works. But v'yesh lo yalav ayna. But it also has ayna. Why? Because demachar li ba'elu. So you have a hybrid interesting sale over here. Since you said machar, so you're going to have to conform to the dinim of mechira dahainu ayna. Ayna is if you overcharge, we'll get into it. Tomorrow or the next day, okay, we'll get into it as well in regards to the Aina. But Aina is overcharging by a sixth, okay? So it has the dinim of Aina, and the dinim therein we'll discuss. But the point is, because you said machar, so again, over here, it's kana, you weren't makbid on the amount, so it is working like a kinyan chalipin, but still has some dinim of mechar, of mechira, dahainu Aina. Okay, why? Because you said the machar li ba'elu kamarle. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, machar li ba'elu kana. So he argues, he says, yes, kinyan, okay, chalipin, I get that. You're switching the money for the chayfetz. Ve'en loy alav ayna, but you're not going to have ayna. Okay, so again, the question is, what's specific about this or why is this special? Well, according to most Rishayinim, a standard chalipin does not have the dinim of ayna. Okay, and specifically when you're working, b'tayra shava b'shava. Like we explained, really, and it's a little early to get into this. We're going to see this on today's daf. Tosfos points this out, that there's really two chalipin. There's a chalipin of shava b'shava. I'm trading my item for your item, which is how this is working here. I'm trading my money for your item. And why is it called trading here? Because there's no specific amount, right? Kanali be'elu. So I'm trading a fistful of coins for money. It's working like chalipin. That's shava b'shava. I'm swapping an item for another item. But chalipin is also used in regards to to complete a transaction for kinyan. Meaning, let's say you have a buyer and seller, and they're really buying for money, but mois is in kaina, and the item's not here. For instance, let's just say land, right? So I want to buy your piece of land for $50, and I give you the money. Well, if mois is in kaina, so we need something else to affect the transaction. Well, I'm sorry, kinyan karka mois would be kaina. But okay, let's say I want to buy something and it's not here. Okay, so you can't make a mashicha on it. So I can use a sudr instead in lieu of swapping the sudr in the transaction. We'll see. So that sudr is being used to make a mechira. Okay, it's not a standard. So there's chalipin, which is shava b'shava, which is I'm trading an item for an item. And then there's chalipin I'm using to affect the transaction where I'm unable to do a mashicha. So I, instead of doing a mashicha, I do a kinyan chalipin by exchanging a sudr. So there's two different types of chalipin. So in regards to the chalipin of, obviously, when we talk about a mechira, according to most Rishonim, when you talk about a regular mechira, using chalipin as a mechira, it's still really a mechira, right? You're buying and selling, and therefore you're going to have aina, okay? But over here, what we're talking about, again, now when we put this back in and we understand what the case is I'm trading my fistful of coins for an item. According to the first man, the Amar, it's working like shava b'shava chalipin, and there is no din aina. According to the second man, the Amar, I'm sorry, there is a din aina because you said maharli. Okay, so it's going to be, even though normally by chalipin, shava b'shava, there is no din aina, which is what the second man amar holds. Since the first man amar says, since you said macharli, you were putting it in the category of mechira and should have the din of aina.
Other than our saying this is the way the rules work, why is it more effective for me to give you the suitor than for me to give you money?
Well,
saying money doesn't affect.
So that really, and we'll get to it later, why does chalipin work? Right, that's the question. Right, that's what you're really asking. Money doesn't work. We'll see why. Whether it doesn't work, Devar Torah, or it really does work, Devar Torah, the Rabbanon or Gezer. We discussed it yesterday. We'll get into it again today. But what you're really asking is, why does chalipin work? Okay, so we'll get into that. Pshita. Okay, pshita. Damin vein makbid aleihem. Okay, so now that we understand, let's say you handed over money, but you're not makbid on how much they are. So like we just said, if you're not makbid, so then essentially it's like a kinyan chalipin shava b'shava. It's not money as in $50. It's a fistful of coins. It's, right? It's just money. It's not a specific amount. So pshita dama vein makbid aleihem hakam rinan dikani. So that would work. Dikha chalipin dama. That works like chalipin. Chalipin umakbid aleihem mai. Now, what happens on the flip side? What happens if I say, look, I want to trade my shirt for your pants and my shirt, okay, how much is my shirt? $50. How much are you paying? $50. And I'm makbid on it, so I attach a monetary value to it. So are we going to treat that like chalipin? Or is it like a sale? You've now, you're makbid. It does the hakpada on the value, create it more like a mechira, like I'm buying an item for a specific amount of money. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. Okay, and what's the mai? Meaning, what's the difference? What's the mai? The mai is, does a mashicha on one of them work for both? Or do we say that no, they both have to do a kinyan mashicha? Because, again, it's not clear which one in this, if you're saying it's kapit, which one is the money and which one is the item. But the point is that the difference between, does it work on chalipin only as soon as one party makes a kinyan, either party, the other party will be he's kaina and he's maknet, so it will affect both sides of the transaction. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Tashma. Let's see. Haresha ya toifes parasai. Let's say a person's holding onto his cow. Va'emed uba chaver va'amar lai paras cholama. Okay, how much you want for your cow? So the owner of the cow says, guess what? I don't want money. Lachamar ani tzarech. I want to trade it. Right? I want a chamar. Yeshli chamar shani nosin lach. So the guy says, no problem. The quote buyer of the cow says, I happen to have a chamar. Parascha b'kama b'kach b'kach. Parascha b'kama b'kach b'kach. Okay, so they assess the value of the animal they're each willing to give. Mashach ba'a chamar es ha'para v'lo yhispik ba'a para limshach es ha'chamar. So let's say one side of the, one party of the transaction does a mishicha, the other one doesn't. Achem es ha'chamar lo'y kana ba'a chamar es ha'para. Right, so we see that by ascribing a value, being what we call kapid, it now takes it out of the standard dinim of chalipin. Shema mina chalipin umakbid aleim loy kana. So we see you're not going to be kind. I mean, one side of the transaction does not make the transaction for both parties. Amar Rava, atu chalipin b'shutvin yaskina. What are you talking about? You think that people who are chalipin or shutfini, right? Not such bright people. They're like kapti ladashi shavas, right? They're willing to just give away. I'm going to give away a 50-cent item for you know, once in a while your kid comes home from school, right? You're like, where did you get that? He got like a $20 item. I'm like, well, I traded my potato chips for that. Like, oh, come on, right? No, everybody knows what the value is. The like kapti, you can go back and give it back, of course. But the like kapti, Ella, although as a businessman, I'm secretly proud. Okay, Delay Kapti, Ella, I'm making give it back. Delay Kapti, Ella, Kol Chalipin, Mikbid Kapti. No, of course, Chalipin, they're also Kapid, right? We're ascribing value. Now, whether we express the value or not, there's always going to be a value of a kind of Achamayas. You know, what are we talking about? Da Amarle, this is a separate case. Don't bring me a raya from this case. Da Amarle Chamar, over here, really, he was trading a Chamar for a Paravitle, two animals, one for two. Okay, umashach as a para, it's because he only did a mashiach on the para, v'adayin le'mashach as a tle, and not on the tle, to le'have a le'mashiach ma'alya. Okay, so don't bring me right from this case, this is a special case where there are two animals, he only did a mashiach on one of them, and that's why the mashiach doesn't work. But even if you're cupping on the value, says Rava, what are you talking about? Rava says, no, it's not about being kapid or not kapid. Of course, every mishicha, if we're trading something, we're dealing with people who understand the value of what it is they're trading for. Amar mar. Machar li be'elu. Okay, so let's go back. Right. So we said, machar li be'elu, hands over a fistful of coins. Kana, so we said two dinim. Number one, it works, like, meaning kana, the person who's making a mishicha on the coins is going to affect the transaction, even though money normally doesn't. So this doesn't fit into the category of money. This is like chalipin. But it's also, what did we say? Kana v'yesh lo yalavayna, because it is working machar li be'elu. Okay, so lema frekta gemara. Hold on one second. Rav Huna is saying this. So it must be Rav Huna holds. Lema summer Rav Huna, matbea nasa chalipin. Okay, which is strange because the Gemara came out pretty strongly. Matbea is not, you can't do chalipin with matbea. Matbea nasa chalipin. That having, if, in other words, it's only, the only time money doesn't work is if I buy it with money. Here's $50, right? And that's not going to work. Mais laikana. But if I say, here's some money, betaras chalipin, and the seller takes it, the mishicha, that would actually work to affect the other side of the transaction. So the Gemara says, loi, no raya. Rav Huna sabalak Rav Yechanan. No, Rav Huna holds like Rav Yechanan. Da amar devar teira mois kainas. Really, midal raisa, money does work. Umipne ma amru mishicha kaina. So why did the Chachamim institute mishicha? Then in a buying and a selling situation, you have to do mishicha. Gezeira shema yoymer le nisrifu chitecha ba'aliyah. The concern is that if the meicher takes the money, and let's say he's buying grain, and the grain, or whatever the item is, belongs, even though it's sitting in the meicher's rishos, belongs to the lekeach, by the fact that the meicher did a kinyan mishicha on the money. So if mois is kaina, that means that the meicher is now holding on to the item for the kaina. In which case, the if something should happen to that item, so it already belongs to the lekeach, the concern is, we want to make sure that the meicher, the seller, will protect that item. So we said that it's not going to belong, the Rabbanan said it's not going to belong to the lekeach. The transaction doesn't actually work until he does a meshicha. Milso the shechicha, however, since this whole thing, that money doesn't work to affect the transaction, that is only a gzeved Rabbanan. Milso the shechicha, gazber Rabbanan, in a normal buying and selling, that's when the Rabbanan said it. Meaning, I'll sell you my item for $50. But machru li be'ela, handing over a fistful of coins, yes, it is a mechira, it's not chalipin. Why does the money work here? Because money normally always works. And this is weird. This is a strange transaction. Milsa le shicha le gazber abanon. Milsa le shicha le gazber abanon. Okay, so amale marhuna, berei de Rav Nachman, the Ravashi. Atun. Right, so again, by the way, what we're up to right now is Rav Huna said it then. It's really not chalipin. You're wrong. It's a regular mechira b'mais. Even though normally mechira b'mais doesn't work, it's only midrabanan. But over here, since the money was given over in a weird way, machru li be'elu, that's a non-standard way, milsa le shicha le gazber abanon. Okay, and then of course, you send machru, so of course it's going to have aina, right? It's a regular standard cash transaction over here. Okay, well, a little strange, but a standard cash transaction. Amar le marhuna, berei de Rav Nachman, Rav Ashi, atun. So now we're just focused on the fact that we went to attack. Are you going to tell me Rav Huna doesn't hold that mois kanes b'mashicha, meaning that, are you going to tell me that Rav Huna matbe'a nasa chalipin, right? As if it's something we could even discuss. Maybe, are you going to tell me that he holds Matbea Nasa Chalipin? No, he doesn't hold that. Instead, it's a little, Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Rav Ashi, Atun Achim Asninu Na, Masnisula, you learned it like this, that there was a Havamina that maybe Rav Huna holds Matbeen Asachalipin, and then you were Deiche. Anan Hachi Masnisula, we learned it as follows, V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Ein Matbeen Asachalipin. It's not even up for question, and Dechia, that is, Rav Huna doesn't hold of it. And therefore, again, we still are fitting within the way we're explaining the Gemara, which is when Rav Huna said his din, Machuli Be'elu, it's actually working with a Kenyan Kesef, it's working with a Kenyan of money, even though money doesn't work, he holds like Rav Yechanan, the money works Midar Raisa, Midar Rabbanan, and it's only Gezera that doesn't work. And since this is a strange way of buying with money, by just saying Machuli Be'elu, there are mostly Shechel Gazber Rabbanan. Now, let's get into the thick of Chalipim. B'makainin. Okay, so whose Kalim are we using to make this Kenyan Chalipin? Now, here we're talking about the other type of chalipin, not the shava b'shava. We're talking about, again, I want to buy something. So I hand, I don't have, instead, well, the suder exchanging a mashicha on the suder will constitute a kinyan on the item. Now, depending how it's going to work depends on whose kalim you're using, right? B'ma kainin, rav amar b'kalim shel kaina. So Rav says you're going to use the kainim. Right? The choir hands over a keli. As soon as the seller of whatever the item is does a meshicha on the item, so then that is, now it's like a chalipin. It's like a chalipin like we understand it, right? We're trading. It's almost like a, quote, shava b'shava. It's not really a shava b'shava, because if it was shava b'shava, you can't be talking about aina, things like that. But meaning there's two sides, right? So I'm giving you my whatever, okay, my pen, okay, it's not here. I'm giving you the lekeach, right? The buyer of whoever is going to pay money later. So I can't give you the money, because if I give you the money, that's not going to work. So instead, I give you over a suder. And by the fact that you accepted it, the mashicha, just like in a chalipin, it works. It affects both sides of the transaction by you accepting it. So now you're makne to me, you, the seller, are makne to me the item. Okay, and therefore you don't need mashicha anymore. Denich, why? So why does this work? Denich le kaina de lahave makne kaina. So the kaina actually wants, the buyer wants the makne, the seller, to be doing an action. Because when he does an action, he commits himself. By the fact, if he took something from me, then he's committing himself to give me whatever I was going to buy. Right? In other words, if by the fact that he's doing a mashicha on my sudr, so in his mind, that's what we're thinking. In his mind, the fact that he took something from me, the buyer, shows that he's giving me something. The seller's giving me something. No, it's Caleb Shalmakne. Like we're going to say just in a moment over here, okay, that really it's the seller takes his sudr and gives it to the kaina. When the kaina goes ahead, the buyer does a meshicha on the suder, so then he's going to get not only the suder, but also the item that he's trying to purchase.
But in either case, whether it's the suder of the buyer or the seller, the item that he really wants to purchase is still not there. It still could be in the seller's possession, and if there's a buyer, the same concern.
Right. Yes. So, well, it could still be in the correct. Yes, you haven't solved that problem that it could still be in the sellers, but it's a different sort of meshicha. Meaning, okay, come on. Amar le Rav Huna mi diskarta le Rava bila Levi, according to Levi, da amar b'kelev shel makne, according to Levi, that says that we're using the seller's kelim, hakakani ara agav glima. Hold on 1 second. So you're telling me the seller, for instance, let's say the seller wants to, I don't have the money on me, right? So again, let's say I'm going to buy land. I don't have the money. So let's go back to our case of land. So I want to buy land. I don't have the money. Now the question is, that's what we're having a machlekes here. You're going to hand me a piece of land. You're going to give me a piece of land. I'm going to hand you a soder, right? Then we understand this. Kelo shalakech. I'm going to take my soder. I'm going to give it to you. By the fact that you accepted my soder, you did a mashicha on my soder, it now shows that you're ready and you're willing, right? And you gave, in your mind, you gave me your piece of land. Then I'm going to owe you money for that because I'm buying the land for money. Fine. But I don't have the money right now. The other way of looking at it is we're saying that it's the seller who's actually going to hand over the soder. Well, if the seller hands over the soder, so then the seller's giving me two things. The soder, and agav the soder, he's giving me the land. Well, that's a problem, says the Gemara. Imkein havelu nechasim sheyesh lamachrayas, the nickname im nechasim sheyin lamachrayas. That, I have a problem because now the land is coming along with the metaltolin. And va'anan ipcha tanan. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we had in Kedushin, says that it works the other way. Nechasim she'ein la machrayis, nicknim im nechasim she'geish la machrayis. No, when I give you land, then you get the metaltolin on that land. Kinyan agav. This is backwards. Okay, amarle ihava levi hachaf. Levi was here. Ava mapik la afach pulso denura. Right, he would hit you with sticks. Okay, fiery sticks, meaning it's a lashon of putting him in chayrim. Mi savras glima maknale. Hold on one second. You're assuming that the meicher handing over the suder and the lekeach taking it, that's what affects the transaction. No, it's bahahi ana dekamakabel mine. From the fact, it's the meicher, the seller. He feels good about the fact that the buyer is the hana, that the buyer is taking a glima from him. Gamar va'aknile. Okay, so it's the smichastas, it's the hana that the meicher has by the fact that lekech took his handkerchief. Therefore, it's gamar o'makni. Okay, so now, where have we seen this idea before? Ba'ani hana dekam mekabel mine, gamar va'aknile. We're saying by the fact, it's not that the meicher the lekech is taking the suder and agav the suder is getting the land, but rather it's since the lekech is taking the suder, so the meicher feels good that this guy's taking my suder, and therefore I, the meicher, am giving him land. Okay, which is funny. We see this before. We've had this in Kedushin. In Kedushin, we said that if a woman goes over to a man, even though normally man has to give the woman money, if a woman goes over to a man and hands her money, Kedushin Dav Zayin, and that man is an Adam Chashav, the Hana, of the fact that he took the money, she gets hana, that he's makadish her with that hana. Except what's the kasha that we showed them all ask? There, it's an adam chashev. It's, I understand that. Here, we just said any regular guy. Any like, yeah, he cannot be a chashev guy, right? So how do you answer that? So the Ramban says that Kiddushin, you need a sheva pruta. Sudern does not need to be a sheva pruta. And that's why, in other words, in order to get to the amount of money, it has to be an Adam Chashev to get to the level of the money that you need for Kedushin. However, the Ritva says that, really, as we're going to see in a moment here, in the Brisa that's coming right up, that the idea of Chalipin is a Xeris HaKasev. And therefore, really, okay, really, both of these reasons, if you look at them, it's really to understand your question, right? Both of these don't look like great reasons. Okay, meaning that if it's Kalev Shalakeach, the fact that I'm giving something over and he's taking it from me, now in his mind, right, it's in his mind, he's now committing himself to give me something, right? I'm trying to buy something. Or on the flip side, the Hana that the Lekeach is taking the Kalev of the Meicher or the Makneh, so he's going to give him that item. Both of these are like, we're just trying to give reasons. The Ritva says is really it's a Gzeres HaKasav. The reason Chalipa works is a Gzeres HaKasav. Okay, so you don't have to get... Now, the Gemara is ascribing some sort of reason, Kalev, why each according to whatever your Shita is, whether it's Kalev Shelekech or Kalev Shemakna, so there's like a little, give me, right, what's some of the reason behind it, or give me like a reason, okay? But it's really Gzeres HaKasav. Kitanoi, as the Gemara says, that this idea is based on the Machlekes Tanoim. Kitanoi. V'zayis lefanim b'Yisrael. So this is the pasuk where we learn out chalipin. V'zayis lefanim b'Yisrael. Al gula b'al tmura l'kayim kol davar. Shalaf ish naloi. Person takes off his shoe. V'nasan l'reyeh gives it to his friend. Geula. Okay, so in the pasuk, that is the pasuk in Rus. Now let's go into the pasuk. Geula. What is the pasuk? Ala geula b'al tmura. Geula is a mechira. V'chein huaymer lo yigael. Okay, so that is going to be a mechira. Tmura is a chalipin. So we see Kenyan Chalipin over here. V'cheinu oimer, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamhir, I say. L'kayim kol davar, shalafish na'aloi, v'nasan l'reyehu. Okay, now we just really ran on. So Tosis over here says, actually, the pasuk is referring to both types of Chalipin. We mentioned there's two types of Chalipin. Tosis says, Tumura zu Chalipin shal shava b'shava. I'm trading an item for an item. Okay, demahani l'kuliyama afilu b'peri. L'kayim kol davar, l'rabbis ena shava b'shava. Okay, so again, the question is, how do you affect the what we're saying is that this whole din that we're going to explain, what you need to use for the chalipin, that's for not for a chalipin of shava b'shava, that is like a kinyan sudar, meaning where you're affecting, for instance, I'm selling you my land, I don't have the money right now, or I'm buying your land, I don't have the money right now, so using a kinyan sudar, that is different. So there's one type of kinyan sudar, and the pasuk is referring to both, using a different, that's l'chaim kol davar, is kinyan sudar to affect a sale. as opposed to chalipin, which is a shava b'shava, I'm trading. Shalav ish na'aloi v'nasan l'reyeyu, back in the Gemara, mi nasan l'mi. So again, what is the kitanai? The question is, machlokes tanaim, on who is giving whom the keli? Meaning, is it kelev shalakeach, the buyer that hands it to the seller, the makna, and the seller takes it? Or is it the other way around? Okay, and then the logic therein, so the pasuk says, mi nasan l'mi, bayaz nasan l'gayel. Right, it says that Bayez gave it to the Gael. Bayez was purchasing it from the Gael. So he, that would be Kalev Shel Lekeach. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Gael Nasan LeBayez. That it was the Kalev Shel Machna. So we see, again, it's Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now in regards to Chalipin. So we just brought a pasuk from Rus. So the question is, how does Chalipin work? Right, what is it? What's the Makar? So the Ramban actually says it's Midaraisa. And we learned it, that Divrei Nevuah, even though it's in Nevuah, Divrei Nevuah ke Divrei Torah, and he says that Chalipin is another Kenyan Daraisa. Some Acharonim want to learn that it's Halacha Meshim Sinai. Okay, again, we see it, and then this Pasuk would be like an Asmachta. Okay, but the Radvaz actually, he says that it's not a, he says it's not, it's only Durabanan, and Kinyanim Durabanan help, because that is the way the business world gets to dictate what the minhag is, and we find in places that minhag trumps din, halacha. So meaning, the answer is that built in, because it's a minhag of this is the way transactions are transacted, so the pasuk is telling us that chalipin works because in those days, that's how it worked. Okay, but it would be subject to, however, like we said, business is transacted. And in fact, there are some achronim who bring, there's a Yerushalmi in Kedushin that brings an idea here that the ikar of Kenyan Chalipin is because of the minhag, meaning that it's the pasuk is telling us. Look at the words of the pasuk. V'zayis lefanim beYisrael. This was the minhag in Yisrael. Shalav ish nala. He would take off his shoe. Meaning the pasuk is saying that how Kenyanim are affected using Chalipin will change, will be determined by the minhag in Yisrael, right? As the pasuk in Rus says, "V'zayis lefanim beYisrael agulav al tumura shalav ish nalai." So the answer is, again, it fits within this idea that it's a minug, but the pasuk is telling us that how the kinyan works will be dependent on what the minug is at that time. Okay, in those days it was a shoe. Tana kainim bikli. Okay, so let's move weiter. Tana kainim bikli afal pi shein by shavapruta. So you make a kinyan with a kli, even though it doesn't have a shavapruta. Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, so again, kinyan chalipin, using a kli to affect a sale and a transaction, even though it doesn't have a shavapruta, it will work. Amar Rav Nachman leishanu ela bekli. By the way, this is the famous Rav Nachman of Sheshes we've quoted a few times. That he says it's only a kli avol beperi loy, but you cannot use fruit for kinyan chalipin. Rav Sheshes amar afilu beperis, even peris. My time with Rav Nachman. Why does it have to be a kli? Well, simple. Amar kra naloi, because the pasuk says his shoe nal in midyachini loy. That's a shoe, a kli. My time in the Rav Sheshes. Why does Rav Sheshes hold that you can affect a kinyan chalipin with a peiris? Amar kra l'kaim kol davar, because it says anything. Now the Rav Nachman nami haksev l'kaim kol davar. It says anything. Ahu l'kaim kol davar the nikne b'minal. In other words, that chalipin works if you're using a minal, then it'll work. Okay, but Rav Sheshes Nami Haksiv Naloi. I'm Rav Sheshes Ma Naloi. That it isn't specifically a kli, a shoe, but it's davar hamesuyim. It has to be a davar chasher. It has to be something that is complete. I would say mesuyim. It's complete. I've called davar mesuyim lafuke chatzim rima vechatzim eggs. Right? You can't use a half-eaten apple. Okay, in those days, rima and pomegranate are eggs, but it has to be a complete item. But it doesn't matter if that item is worth less than a shofar. It doesn't even matter if that item is a Kaili, according to Rav Sheshes, it just has to be done from Masuyim. Amar Rav Sheshes, Bereid Rav Idi, Kiman Kasvina Na'inna. So, whose shita is it when we write now that a chalipin was transacted, bimana, and the words that they use is, quote, bimana de kasher l'makanya bay, we're using something, a kli, that is kasher to make this kinyan. Well, if we're using a kli, then it's bimana lafuk midi Rav Sheshes, damar kainim beperis. So, it sounds like we write the language now, not like Rav Sheshes, like Rav Nachman, that it has to be a kli. De kosher, what does it mean? De kosher, lafuki mit de Shmuel, da amar kainin bim meruka. Okay, so not like Shmuel, who says that the kinyan, the kli that you can use, is a meruka, which is a kli, Rashi says a kli ha also migloli bakar. It's made out of animal waste. Okay, however, Tesis comes with something that's a little bit more palatable. Garini tamara, right? It's the seeds of the dates, shemachlikim lahem as a cloth. It is used to treat the cloth. Okay, either way, the point is you cannot use this. Lafuki mi de levi, da amar bekele, okay, and it's, I'm sorry, lemekanya, says to affect the transaction. So this is lemakanya, to purchase, like, meaning it's like keach dafu kibi beiv damar bekeil shamakna kamashmon lemakanya v'loyda knuye. Okay, so again, it says lemakanya, to purchase. So it's not like Levi that says you use Caleb Shal Makna, but rather it's the Caleb Shal Lekeach. Bay. Okay, Bay. It's Liknois Bay, right? Bay. Repapa Amar Lemute Mat Beya. Not to use a coin. Rev Zvibi. Tem Ravashi Amar Lemute Isri Hana. Okay, that you can't use Isri Hana. Ikadamri. Some say Bay Amar Repapa Lemute Mat Beya. That the Bay is Mat Beya. The Kusher. And the Kusher Amar, when we said the Kusher back there, which we said the Kusher as opposed to according to Rashi. So he would say that that word is coming to say at least according to the Rashi, says it is not even chashav enough to need an exclusion. There's no havamina that would work. Okay, let's move on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Asimoin Koine Samatbeya, right? So again, going back to our Mishnah, when we are trading two items, one is Peiros and one is Kesef, right? It's being done by Teres Mechira. The Asimoin is going to be considered the Peiros, meaning a Mashiach on the Asimoin will be Koine the Matbeya, the coin. What is an Asimoin? My Asimoin, Amar Rav, Mois, Hanisonos, Pesimin, Lebeis HaMerchatz. It's money given over, and it's not real money. It's a coin given over to the Beis HaMerchatz, so he can keep count. Rashi says, Habalon, right, the bathhouse attendant, Mekablim Simonim Miyad HaNimnin, the people that are going to use the bathhouse, so he knows when they walk in, he takes a coin. Now you have the people in the back. They have to know how many towels to prepare, how much hot water to prepare. They have to know how many people are in the bathhouse. So it's not specifically money, but rather it's more of like a marker. It's a way to show how many people are there so that the workers of the Balon can prepare for it. Meisvei Frakta Gemara. So you're saying that it's a marker. The Brisa says you cannot be Machal Meister Sheni on an Asimain or a marker. So it sounds like Miklal, Dasimain La Maisanisan Lebes Amerchatz. So it must be that there are two different things. There's a marker and an Asimain. So you can't tell me that an Asimain is a marker to know how many people are there. If you want to tell me, it's explaining. Meaning, what is an asimon? We're explaining it's not two different things. V'haloi tani hachi. The Brisa clearly says mechalil and meiser sheni, mechalil and meiser sheni al asimon. And divrei Reb Doisa. Reb Doisa says you can be mechalil meiser sheni on an asimon. So we see this in machlokes over here, and they're both in agreement. They're arguing about an asimon. They're both in agreement about a marker that you cannot use that to be played the meiser sheni. So they must be two different things. So therefore, it's a kasha. How could you tell me that an asimon is a marker? Elo Amar Rav Yochanan, my asimon pulsa. Okay, it's a coin that does not have a tzura. And this is Rav Yechanan l'shitase. This is a famous one. Da'amar Rav Yechanan, Rav Deis, Rav Yishmael, Amar Davar Echad. That Rav Deis and Rav Yishmael, who both say that you can be Mechal Meister Sheni on an Asimain, they're saying the same thing. Why? Rav Deis had Amran, because he clearly said you could use an Asimain. Rav Yishmael, my he. Rav Yishmael says, how do I know you can use an Asimain? Meaning, if it's the same shita, it's the Tanya, v'tzarta ha-kesef b'yadcha. The pasuk specifically in the Maaser Sheni says, v'tzarta ha-kesef b'yadcha. The rabbis called davar hanitzrar hanitzarer b'yad. Okay, meaning people safeguard because it has a face. It has a tzura. It's called davar hanitzar biyad. Anything people safeguard because it has a tzura. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Omer. The rabbis called davar sheyesh alav tzura. Sorry, I said that wrong. V'tzarta kesef biyad. The rabbis is called davar hanitzar biyad. Anything people safeguard, even if it doesn't have a tzura, if it's something that people are machshiv, they safeguard it as a coin. Rabbi Shmuel says you can use that to be paid to ma'aser sheni. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying even a coin that doesn't have a tzura, you can use, like shitas Reb Daisa, who holds that you can use an asimon. And again, Reb Yechon holds that what is an asimon? A davar that doesn't have a tzura. So Reb Yishmal, that's Reb Yechon and Lishitasa, Reb Yishmal and Reb Daisa are saying the same thing. Reb Akiva, Amen. Reb Akiva argues, Reb Yishmal, he says, the rabbi is called davar, sheish lo tzura. Okay, to say that you can use anything that has a tzura, meaning it must have a tzura according to Reb Akiva in order to be able to be put the Meister Sheni on it. Zuck, the next part of the Gemara. Ketzan, Mashach Emenu Peiros. So he does a Mashiach on the Peiros. So Mashiach on the Peiros affects the transaction, right? We've been getting to this, we've been discussing since the beginning of the parak. Amar Rav Yechanan, this is, we've had this a number of times. Devar Torah, Mois Kainis. We had it on Amar Aleph, right? Midor Raisa, money works. Well, the problem is, if the Meicher accepts the money, and he's holding on to the Keach stuff, and then the fire breaks out in his house, He's going to say, oh, your stuff burned in the fire. Sorry. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Who cares? Who cares? Safe. Mandish shadad leika b'yishlumei. Whoever started the fire has to pay anyways. So the lekech will get made whole. Elegzera shemetibod leika b'oines. No, maybe nobody started the fire. A fire started on its own. Imukmes laber shusei masar nashev tarachu matzil. So if we leave the items until they're actually delivered to the lekech in the reshus of the meicher, then he's going to feel the responsibility to save them from the fire. He's going to be tarach. The loy lo masar nashev tarachu matzil. Rishakish amar. Rishakish argzer Rav Yechanan. Meaning Rav Yechanan holds devar tayer meisus kindness. This whole idea that you need a meshicha in order for the transaction to be affected is a din derabbanan. Rav Shakir says no. Meshicha mefreshes ben atayra. Meshicha comes from the Torah. It's its own kinyan. Meaning there's kinyan mice and kinyan meshicha. They're two different kinyanim. Right now, according to Rav Yechanan, we didn't actually say, right? We didn't mention apostle. We just said mice is kindness. How do we know mice is kindness? So Rashi actually learns it from on yesterday's daf. Rashi said devar kindness mice kindness kadashkan gabe kindness in a hektish. Amar Torah benasan akasef akamloi. So Rashi on Mem Vav Amid Beis says that it is a pasuk from Hektish. The problem is that where do we know that you can learn Hedyot from Hektish? That's what the Rishonim ask on Rashi. So Tosfos in other places says that it's the pasuk of Oikonami Adam Isecha. Okay, Stam Kinyan, that it's the standard, the Pasuk tells us the standard Kinyan is Kesef, so we know it's a Kinyan Kesef. Says Reish Lakash. Reish Lakash argues and says that no, Meshicha is not just a Dindur Abanon, Meshicha Mefreshes Tanat Torah, it actually comes from the Torah. There's a Pasuk that tells me Meshicha, my time of the Reish Lakash. How do I know this? Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, V'chi Simkru Mimkar La Misecha, if I sell something, Oikonoi Miyad Misecha, that is Dabar Anikne Miyad Liyad, which sounds like something that passes from one hand, that's Meshicha. Reb Yechon Amar Miyad Lemu'ute Karka, the less pay, no. That's coming to tell us that Einan Abba Karkais, like we'll see later on in the parak. Miyad Misecha, Al Toinu. Okay, so very shakish. Imkein Lichta Kra, V'chi Simkru Mimkar Miyad Misecha. Let it just say, V'chi Simkru Mimkar, Al Toinu. So what? Al Toinu. That's the Einah, right? That's all I need. Oikana lamali. Why does the pasuk have to say oikana miyana misecha shmami na lemeshicha? Rabbi Yechanan oikana my avidle. He used the oikana to tell me by lechadatanya v'chisim gur mimkar al toinu ein li elashinis na a lekeach. That we see that there's a concept of aina. If you would have just said it one way, the pasuk would have just said it one way. I would have thought that there's only aina for the lekeach, the buyer who got duped into overpaying. Nisna a meicher. How do we know that if the meicher also got ripped off, meaning he got underpaid, minayin. How do we know that that's going to be aina as well? Talmud lemer, aikana, altoinu, v'reshakash, taktikam, minay. Reshakash is able to learn both from the same pasuk. Okay, so again, we have a machlekes over here between Rav Yechanan and Reshakash. Is Meshicha a kinyan daraisa, or is it just a dindurabanan, but really kesef is the kinyan daraisa? Tanan, Rav Shimon, aimer, kol shakesef biyadai. Look at the seif of our Mishnah, kol shakesef biyadai, yada la yayna. Okay, so what Rav Shimon says is, meaning the Rabbanan say, like the way we explained it so far, which is when you're buying or selling something, it's a meshicha on the item that is mechayiv the money, right? That's the way we explained it. It's mechayiv the money. Okay, now if the buyer hands over the money, nothing happened in the Rabbanan. Nothing happened. Money does not work. Okay, however, Rav Shimon holds that if the lekeach, the buyer, hands over the money, now it's up to the meicher to decide whether he wants to complete the transaction or not. Right? So again, kol shekasef biyada yada yada. So Shimon's arguing, meicher hu dematzi hadarbe, the meicher can go back, lekeach lematzi hadarbe. Lekeach can't go back. Now, why can't the lekeach go back if he handed over the money? It must be that what? Mois is kaina. Right? Iyamet bishlema mois kainas mishum hachis, meicher matzi hadarbe, lekeach lematzi hadarbe. In other words, the meicher can decide whether he wants to complete it or not. But if the lekeach hands it over and it's really nothing, like you the rabbanon hold, then why can't he go back? It's nothing. Money isn't anything. Elamai, it must be that money is a transaction. Eliyamin mois kaina, manis enas kainas, lekeach nami lehadar. If money does nothing, lekeach should also be able to. So it sounds more like Rav Yechanan. Meaning, midaraisa mois kainas. Except the meicher now, right? Midaraisa mois kainas. The meicher can decide whether he wants to complete the sale or not. But the giving over the money does work midaraisa. Midarabanan, you need a meshicha. But it sounds like it does something. Because again, according to Reish Lakish, handing over the money, if meshicha is its own kinyan, money doesn't work at all. Money does not work. If money doesn't work at all, lekeach hands over money, Well, you should be able to go back, just like the Meicher can. So Amar Lach Rishakish, Rishakish says, Alibid Rav Shimon like Kamina. In other words, I wasn't going in Rav Shimon. You're right. According to Rav Shimon, Mois is Kainais. I'm not talking in the Shitas Rav Shimon. Ki Kamina Alibid Rabbanon. I was talking about Shitas Rabbanon. So now, it works out, says the Gemara, Bishlam Alibid Rishakish, Hainu De Ikabin Rav Shimon Rabbanon. So that's actually the Machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanon, according to Rishakish. Rish Lakish understands that in the Rabbanon, money doesn't do anything, does zero. Okay, and that's why, does zero. And that's why either party can go back, the Lekech or the Meicher. Rav Shimon holds, that's the Rabbanon, Rav Shimon holds that Mois is Kaina, and that's why only the Meicher can decide whether he wants to complete it, but the Lekech, once he handed over the money, that does something. Other Rav Yechanan, Ma'ika ben Rav Shimon Rabbanon. So according to Rav Yechanan, what is now the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, Ike benayu Rav Chista, the Nafkamina is Rav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, that it's just a question of Kiderach Shetiknu, Meshicha b'Meichrin, Kaknichnu Meshichim b'Lekuchais. The question is, will we extend, meaning that in order for the when we talk about the Meicher, just like the Meicher can go back on the sale until the Lekeach does a Meshicha, so too the Lekeach can also, even though he handed over the money, he can still go back. Rav Shimon, lastly, the Rav Chista, so he does not hold the Rav Chista. Rabbanon is like the Rav Chista. The Rabbanon holds the Rav Chista, which is really the way we've been understanding the underpinning of Shitas Rabbanon, right? We've been thinking in the Rabbanon's world the entire time, which is that money does nothing. Okay, money does nothing. And therefore, again, but the question is really, the Lekeach did hand over the money according to Shitas Rabbanon, the Rabbanon holder of Chista that say it makes no difference if it's the Lekech or the Meicher handing over the money does nothing, and therefore either one can go back. According to Rav Yechanan, that Mois is Kaina, right? A Mois is Kaina, meaning according to Rav Yechanan, the Mois is Kaina, even though you handed over the money, Midah Raisin, it's only the required Meshicha, it's a Machlokes, Rav Shimon, and the Rabbanon, on who can go back, because Midaraisa Mois is Kaina. Okay, and we'll stop here for today.